In 1971, Bill Withers scored a breakout hit with his very first single.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
Withers would go on to record 9 albums over the next 14 years and then retire from music. Now all of his recordings are available in one new box set. Reviewer Oliver Wang has this look at the singer's career.
It may sound contradictory to describe Bill Withers' voice as uniquely plainspoken, but this singer and songwriter from West Virginia coal country began his career at the crossroads between folk, R&B, and rock. He was neither a showy shouter nor a sweet crooner. Instead, Withers always conveyed his emotions with a simple, forthright earnestness, the everyman singer with a poet's soul.
Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand.
Withers experienced remarkable success right out of the gate, generating 5 hit singles from just the first 2 albums. It helped that he worked with Booker T and the MGs, and later the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band. Together, they paired a heavy low-end groove with acoustic guitar hooks to create a sparse but soulful complement to Withers' blue-collar appeal. Withers' momentum slowed with his third album, the highly underrated Live at Carnegie Hall from 1973. Most concert LPs are just greatest hits compendiums, but almost half of the songs on Withers' live album were new and only appear on the LP. Few are better than I Can't Write Left-Handed, his ode to a returning Vietnam War vet.
And I ask him how he was doing. He said he was doing all right now, but he had thought he was going to die.
It opens with a hymn-like monologue that somehow makes the famed concert hall sound as intimate as a storefront church.
He said getting shot at didn't bother him. It was getting shot that shook him up.
The complete Sussex and Columbia Masters collection also traces Withers' uneven journey into mid-career. His once signature songwriting began to sound more generic, and while the warm, reassuring voice was always there, his vocals could at times become buried under a squishy pile of fusion funk grooves. Withers was well-suited to make the transition into soft rock that came to dominate FM radio by the early 80s, but his output also began to slow. Much to everyone's surprise, Withers opted to retire entirely in 1985, but not without leaving behind one last album. By then, he was in full adult contemporary mode, but however milquetoast the music, it was still unmistakably Withers. That same familiar, comfortable voice conveying sincerity from a man who could make middle brow sound better than anyone.
You just can't smile, little weep.
The new Bill Withers box set is called The Complete Sussex and Columbia Masters. Our reviewer was Oliver Wang, an associate professor of sociology at California State University, Long Beach, and author of the blog SoulSides.com.
They've seen love move mountains.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.